News radiobue.it.
Radiobue.it today, we have a special guest, Oisin McCormack. Welcome, Oisin.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
You are here today because you participate in a competition. It's called 3 Minutes Thesis Competition. It's like a game between PhD researchers and so on. What's the matter of the game? What's the goal?
So the idea is to take your complicated research topic, which is usually very boring and very specific, and to make it accessible and to explain your entire thesis in 3 minutes to a general audience.
Okay, don't say boring. Yeah, not so boring. Yeah, maybe more complicated.
So the idea is to, as I said, just to make it interesting for the public and to get across your main ideas of what work you do within a very short time, within 3 minutes.
Okay, you got a great competition because you won the Padova stage, let's say it, and compliments. Can you explain us your speech?
So the idea of my speech, so I work in, my PhD is in fusion energy. So it's a good topic because it's a very exciting topic. The idea of my speech was to make a story about why it's important, massive advantages it's going to give for the entire world, and then to tell a little bit about what my very specific job is inside this massive group of scientists trying to get fusion energy to work. So, and my particular job is related to measuring the temperature of the fusion reactor. We have a fusion reactor here in Padova that reaches temperatures up to 15 million degrees, which is the same temperature as the center of the sun.
Okay, it's more hot than the holidays in the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, exactly. Was there 3 minutes correct amount of time for the competition?
It's incredibly challenging. It's a lot easier to do a presentation for 1 hour than one for 3 minutes. Because you have to make sure every sentence is perfect, and I have to thank my girlfriend. She's from Bergamo, and she was very patient with me. She sat for some hours listening to me repeat over and over
sweet,
again.
Oh, very sweet, very sweet. Wow. You made just the last year. You made a great competition too in FameLab. That is quite similar, but it's more okay. It's more a show, let's say. So you are kind of expert of these things in my mind. What was the level of the presentation yesterday?
The level was very good. The great advantage that we had last year in FameLab was that they had organized a free course of 1 day with an actor and a science communicator to give us a lot of advice on how to do a very short presentation and how to make it interesting and make it exciting. So that was a huge advantage for me from the FameLab experience last year. Unfortunately, there wasn't anything like that for this competition. So I think I had a bit of advantage because of
your experience, of course. Yeah. And how many people were there in the competition, and how will we proceed? What will be the next steps?
So in this competition, in the final of Padova, there was 11 students altogether, all from different backgrounds. There was medicine students, engineers. There was psychology and history students as well, and me being a physicist. So it was a good mixture of ideas and projects being displayed. So I won the final of Padova, but Padova is part of a European group of universities called the Cumbra Group, which is a group of the oldest universities in Europe. Because I was a finalist, my presentation was recorded, and being the Padova finalist, I go into a big group of all of the other 40 different universities in the Cumbra group, and they look at all those 40 videos, and they will select the best three, and the best three will go to compete in the super final in Edinburgh in June.
Like the final of X Factor or something like that.
Basically. Yes, exactly.
The pressure is almost the same, I say.
There should be Simon Cowell there as well, maybe.
Okay. Was the presentation all in English, or was it mixed Italian-English? Any language allowed?
The 3 minutes thesis was all in English, so maybe that's another small advantage I had. I thought I had, but actually all of the competitors had a very high level of English, so it wasn't such an advantage as I thought it would be, being from Ireland, which was different from, say, the FameLab last year, where you could choose to do it in Italian or English, and I was the only English competitor in FameLab last year. But it for me, it was very interesting to be able to understand everything because my Italian is not perfect.
Okay.
Even after 2 years of living.
It's like my
here.
English here. It's okay. We have to manage it in some way. Okay, thank you very much, Oisin, and I wish you good luck for the next steps. Maybe we can stay in touch and you can tell us what's going on after in the competition.
That'd be brilliant. Thanks very much for having me.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Scopri tutti i nostri podcast su radio2.it. We play different and everywhere.